All right, so what's this? So tonight we are beginning on page 52, the Malacha of Tzoveya. So Tzoveya literally means dying, right? To die something. Where was Tzoveya done in the Mishkan? What would you say? Where was Tzoveya done in the Mishkan? Good, excellent. Curtains, right? So you have various curtains, right? Course, various curtains, and those curtains ultimately, again, were dyed. So again, dyes were made. A lot of these malachos are, we'll see it, how they're interconnected, but it's malacha of tzoveya. So let's take a look. Clothing of the begadim, right? Beit kahuna, correct. So malachas tzoveya, he malachas shana adah lahosif yofi. So this is very interesting. So Rav Malabi writes, he says, the malacha of tzoveya is a malacha that is done in order to enhance physical beauty. Now, this is very important. So in Mishkan, they would dye the wool threads that were part of the curtains of the Mishkan, the parochas of the Mishkan, with colors of tcheles, argaman, or tolas shani. Okay, good. The afshegam, now this is very interesting. So remember, we're coming off the heels of what malacha? Like, I have no idea because we haven't had shear in 6 months, right? No. So we're coming off the malacha of kosev, right? Kasiva and mechika. So this is very interesting because he makes a fascinating distinction here between the malachas. He says, the afshegam be'is ksiva tsovim es adaf ba'osyos. Now, one can make the argument that kosev, by definition, is also tzoveya, right? Because what are you doing when you write? You're coloring the paper with your letters. It's very interesting. He says, hevdal yeshno b'neim. There's a fundamental distinction between tzoveya, dying, and writing. What's the distinction? Shebeksiva hamigama lahabia ra'ayon. This is fascinating. What's the point of writing? Right? Expression of an idea. Right? Expression of an idea. By the way, in general, it's you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he was alive, didn't really write things down. It's fascinating. And now that Rabbi Soloveitchik died, he's producing a lot of new books each and every year. It's fascinating to see. So, right, so they asked the Rav, like, why don't you put things out? So the Rav understood, when you write something, writing creates a certain finality. This is the idea, this is how it's expressed. And in the Rav's world, so concepts and ideas were constantly being formulated and reformulated over and over and over again. But this is a fascinating definition. He says, the malacha of writing is ultimately, again, to give expression of an idea. I have something going on in my head. I put it down on paper to give expression to the idea. Shamatara levate ra'ayon, to express or to articulate an idea. And if you do that, he says, for example, gam kasher roshim tzura mesiyemes. That's why, again, it's not just writing letters, but it's even a particular image. Kigon bayis o'etz. You write, you make a picture of a house, you make a picture of a tree. He says, kevan shamatara levatei ra'ayon. Since what you're trying to do is articulate an idea, he says, ultimately, ovrim amalachas kosev. So this is very important. So I say, halacha l'maaseh, the malacha of ksiva is creation or writing of letters or writing of meaningful images which express an idea. Now this, it could be anything as long as it's an image or a letter that expresses an idea. Yes, so if you were to paint a picture, that would be ksiva because you are expressing an idea through that act of art. Absolutely. Now watch this. Ava malachas tzoveya, the malach of dying, the point of dying, is not the expression of an idea. Ella liyafos es hadavar shetzovim. What's the point of the malach of tzoveya? What's the point of it? Ultimately, to beautify something, right? See, here's a simple example, right? I paint a wall. I have a wall. I paint it blue on Shabbos. Say, is that ksiva? Is that writing? No, why not? You're not communicating an idea. But what is it? It's tzoveya. Why? Because what have I done? I've actively done something to beautify the wall. So this is the river of the Mishkan. Why did they dye the wall? To make it more beautiful. So the act of tzoveya is any act of coloration that is meant to be beauty enhancing. That's the malacha. It's fascinating. He goes on, l'fichach, haroshem tzura ba'alas mashmaus on the yar okir over amalechas kosev. That's why, again, if you make an image, it's very important, if you make an image that communicates an idea or communicates a concept, that's called kosev. V'kasher yitzba osek de liafoksa, but if you're just creating, right, dyeing something or putting in color just in order to enhance beauty, Ya'avar amalecha sobea. So that's why I think the good example is, you know, on the same wall in your house, if you paint an image on it, that's ksiva. If you just paint it a different color, that's tzovea. So again, definitionally, ksiva, writing of meaningful letters or images to express an idea, tzovea, ultimately, again, to enhance beauty through coloration. Okay. So I think it would depend. I think based on this, I think what Rabbi Lamed would say is like this. If the idea is fully expressed in the letter and the painting you put inside does nothing other than beautify, that's so there. But if the idea, in other words, if what you're doing does not express any type of additional idea, then halacha l'maisa, I think that's still going to be called so there. Correct.
Is it a different melacha if you erase?
If you erase sovea? Oh, good, we're going to get to that. Right, because remember, the melacha of mochik that we saw was erasing of ksiva in order to make room for additional ksiva. Right, so if you were to take a wall and you were to, how do you get paint off a wall? Paint thinner?
Paint remover.
You're going to put paint remover, right? What is that? So we're going to see. I'm sorry?
Sometimes just painting over.
Well, painting over would be easier, right? Because in other words, if I have a blue wall and I paint white over it, that's sovea, because I'm beautifying. I'm saying, what about the act of removing paint? Right? Because it can't, we'll see. Okay, lefichach. Therefore, he says, Aser mea Torah, litzvo shabes kiros, aronos, kelim, badim, ubigadim. So pretty much that's why you can't go ahead and dye anything on Shabbos, right? You can't walls or cabinets or like dressers, utensils, clothing, nothing. And again, it doesn't really matter what color you're dyeing, as long as kol shat seva mosif yofi asr me'atora. Now this is a very important point. You're only liable for tzoveya if what you're doing beautifies the object, right? So like, for example, if I were to going back to my wall, if I were to go ahead and, you know, take I have a blue wall and I just take a can of black paint and splatter it over it, that's not going to be tzoveya, right? Why? Because that's not, I don't know, maybe today they call it modern art, you know, I don't know, you can sell it for a lot of money, you know. So Lamai said that wouldn't be called, even though I'm adding in color, that's not called tzoveya. Va'af b'tzeva shakuf. Page 53. Nechshav tseva.
Like a glossy color.
Yeah. So that's something also. So ultimately, again, the adding of glossiness to a color is also called soveya, because it is beauty enhancing.
Even if it's clear.
Correct. This is Vigam Kasha. By the way, it's interesting because I'm learning a lot of things with this building. So, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the areas here, they painted with flat paint. So you're not really supposed to use flat paint in high traffic areas, right? Because you can see, you push against the wall, it gets marked. Yeah. So what's interesting is they did the corridor over here, like right outside the bathrooms where the screen is, in eggshell. And if you notice, what eggshell has is fascinating. My wife's like, you know, we do this in our house, right? I know, but I don't live in the house. You know, so what's fascinating about eggshell is the gloss on it, right? So what he's describing over here is that even like the introduction of a gloss, where again, the color is the same, but there's a finish to it, that's also going to be tzoveya. V'gam kasher, and he says over here, v'gam kasher akir kvar hayot tzavua, Asr mehatora litzovo betzeva acher o lechandesh es tzivo. So this is very interesting, right? In other words, let's say you have a perfectly good wall, but you decide to paint over it. That's still called tzoveya. Not only that, let's say you add a coat of the same color paint. That's also called tzoveya. Good. So any action you do that is intended to beautify, by definition, is going to be tzoveya. Good. So he gives some other examples of v'chin asr mehatora litzvoa na'alayim. Polish your shoes. Now he says, now he's talking about over here polishing and not buffing. right? Like buffing your shoes, like shining your shoes might be something different. Well, we'll talk to that. But over here, it's literally talking about like using shoe polish on your shoe.
Wouldn't shining be like glossing?
So shining might be like, it might be like glossing, although shining much more is often just the removal of something, as opposed to the gloss on painting, which is often the introduction of something. But we're going to see. The reason I'm mentioning is because sometimes when you deal with leather, has sometimes its own sets of malachas associated with it, which, all right, well, we'll touch on it. Vafilu, ematseva shakuf, yesh baze isra Torah, mipnei sha'al yodo hana'alayim yavriku, right? And even if the polish itself is not necessarily bright, in other words, even if the polish is a duller color, nevertheless, ultimately the shoes will become polished, and therefore it's aser. Vim marchim al hana'alayim mishcha, yesh gam baze isra mimareach. So that's why, again, he says over here, and if you go ahead and you put some other type of smearing, this is really talking about, this could be shining shoes, right? Still polishing, but he's like talking about, you know, like, I don't know that anybody uses it anymore, but remember when polish used to, like, you know, like you would get like that metallic thing, you'd open it up. Yeah, you still do that? I have the liquid one that you just, yeah. You have to do it. All right. So incredible. So this is old school. Yeah, so I don't know. Today they have like the, you know, you just push, the liquid comes out. All right, Yeli, I'm bringing my shoes over to you on Erev Shabbos. He says, Marchim al hana'alayim mishcha, yesh bazeh gam isra memareach. Now the truth is, if you're using solid polish, there's another bigger, not bigger issue, but an additional issue called memareach. We'll get to this malacha. Memareach is smoothing. It's any time you take something that is solid and smooth it out. For example, again, using bar soap on Shabbos is also because of mimareach. So therefore, the act of taking polish and like solid polish, smoothing it out on your shoes, and mimareach.
Is that the same as solid toothpaste?
Yeah. Same idea, solid toothpaste. Yeah, ointments, correct. Vaseline could be an issue like that. Yeah, yeah. Correct. He goes on, he says, Upamim, Shiesh Bazagam Isra Ma'abed. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Leather has like its own complicating factors, because sometimes the act of improving leather falls under the malacha of tanning. Interesting. So the Gemara says, Kasher Chomer Atzichtzuch Mashpiach Esha'ar. Right? In other words, that it depends. Like, if the stuff that you're smearing on the shoe actually somehow benefits the shoe, then it's interesting. It might be tzovea, it might be mimareach, and ultimately, again, it might be ma'abit, it might be tanning as well. All right. The Gam Kasher Mishcha Nimrocha Be'erev Shabbos. Also, the Shav Shavak Yedesh Tavrik. Now, this is actually interesting. Even if the polish was applied on Erev Shabbos, you still can't rub the shoe, right? I guess that'd be like buffing. Is that, you know, you can't. I'm just making a hand motion, you know, which, right? You know, you can't be mishav shef with it, right? So that it becomes shiny. So this is very interesting. And by the way, this goes back to the glossy paint as well. So this is fascinating. Like, so let's say if I were to go ahead and apply the polish before Shabbos, but it was still dull, I can't buff it on Shabbos, because that creation of shoe shininess ultimately is a form of tzviya, also a form of tzoveya. Fascinating.
How about the shoe had like dust on it or something?
So removal of dirt, that's fine. That's fine.
It's going to make it shiny.
Correct, because that's called the removal of dust and removal of dirt. As long as it sits on top and don't get into like a malabane issue, you're good with that. Aval, here it is. Here it is next. Aval im yesh avak al hana'alayim, if there's dust on your shoes, moter lahasiro benachas ayidei matlis. You could remove it gently with a cloth. So that's what it is, right? Because if you start. So not a brush. I think not a brush. I think what he's Dafka talking about is something that just like gentle application. Because especially with a brush is going to be problematic, because a brush is really made in order to shine the shoes, right? So that already, again, if you're using that, that's problematic. But again, this is actually a very important point. So to remove a little bit of the dust from your shoes with your hand would seemingly be fine, or even with a cloth, gently would be mutter. Okay.
Only for beautifying stuff, for because I'm thinking of mimlach, yeah. Something. It doesn't apply to like certain foods or something like that are solid that you take and you shoot.
Yeah.
Solid in here.
Yeah.
Is that the same? Like, don't know if there's a, there's a...
What do you mean? What do you say again?
So the whole Inyan of Mimrach,
yeah.
So the only applies to beautifying objects or cleaning objects versus, let's say, a solid food that I have on Shabbat.
So remember, food is always going to be different because the act of eating by itself usually removes something from the category of malacha. Like, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Well, we'll get to it. There's a malacha called tochin. You're not allowed to grind something up. So, for example, this is actually an important malacha, because let's say a person, Susie, is making salad on Shabbos. This comes out much more like with Israeli salad. So you can't make very fine Israeli salad on Shabbos. It's actually just fascinating to see, like, the shaila is, you know, how fine is fine. It's always interesting to see, like, when the poskim argue about this, and you wonder to yourself, how many poskim actually made Israeli salad? You know, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, Pastor Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he paskins that the pieces can't be so small that you could swallow it without biting, without chewing. So why am I sharing this with you? Because you could tell him, well, the act of eating is also tochin, right? That's tachina. But other mind, no, it's not. It's called eating. It's not called eating. So once already you get into the realm of eating, and by the way, eating also means like, right, if I want to have challah and cream cheese, right, so they have to take cream cheese, spread. Correct. That's called eating.
Yeah.
That's called eating. So again, once, and now, there are certain exceptions to that. Like, for example, borer still applies even when you're eating, right? I have a piece of meat on my plate. There's a piece of fat on the meat. I don't want to eat the fat. I can't cut away the fat and move it away. I have to cut away the meat. Even though most times, once you're in the realm of eating, there's no more malacha. So, except when there is. We'll go through it. So he goes on. Not really, because what are you smoothing?
Because the more you smooth out any surface, just like a knife, the more you smooth out the surface, gets sharper, shinier.
Generally, memareach needs something tangible that you're smoothing. It would be, he seems to say, that being potentially more a malacha of tzoveya, which is really fascinating, right? Because by the case of the buffing the shoe, there's no new introduction of color, right? There's no coloration. But now you also understand his introduction. What is the malacha of tzoveya? Beautifying, right? Beautification through something to do with coloration. So again, the act of buffing, taking the polish, is already there, making it shinier. But it doesn't seem that that's memarayach. He goes on. Ein iser tzviya. Ein iser tzviya min haTorah. Ela kasher hatzeva miskayim. This is very interesting. Furthermore, the malach of tzovea is only when the color will last. Aval kasher hatzeva yored me'atzmo li'achar zman katzar ha'iser medivrei chachamim. So this is very interesting. It's only called tzovea if what? If the color is going to stay. But if the color is going to disappear on its own, then ultimately, again, it's not tzovea. Or at least, it's not tzovea d'oraisa. It'll only be d'rabanan. So again, I don't know. I guess, you know, disappearing ink.
Chalk. Does
chalk remain? I think chalk remains, no?
Eventually
disappear. Maybe like outdoor chalk. Okay, could be. He says, "Mishin itztavu yadam miperos odam o shar dvarim lechatchila yishtov es yistchilas yadav rak acharkach yikancham b'mageres." So this is very interesting. Let's say my hands are dirty, you know, stained from fruit or from blood or from other things. So he says, "Interesting. It's fascinating. Really, what you should do is first wash your hands and then wipe it in the towel." What is he concerned about? What happens if you use the towel first? So you're coloring the towel. Now, this is interesting. Now, obviously, correct. So really, that's going to be drabanon, right? Obviously, that's not going to be doraisa, because if anything, first of all, that's actually soiling the towel, right? So we'll finish paragraph. He says, this is very interesting. Let's say you spill wine, spill grape juice, right? Lo yasir es hamitz toch shuhu gororo ala mapa bepnei shu tzovea baze es hamapa. So this is very interesting, right? So ideally, one should, in other words, I guess what he's talking about over here is like, if you have a spill on a tablecloth, you could decide to kind of like take the tablecloth, roll it up, and kind of catch the spill in the tablecloth. He says, don't do that. Ideally, don't do that. Rather, better to wipe up the spill with, let's say, something disposable, or like a napkin. He says, now, what he writes over here is as follows. Now, obviously, this is not real tzoveya. right? This is not real tzoveya. How do I know it's not real tzoveya? Because it's not beautifying anything. More than it's not beautifying, what is it doing? It's making something dirty. It's melachlechas. He says, v'yishmach mirim v'sovrim shahoil v'hinasis ayidei bad sheregilim litzov o hare hi asura medivrei chachamim. So he quotes over, there is an opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that says that ultimately, again, if you're using a material which can normally be colored, even if the coloration is taking place derech lichloch, you know, in a way that in a way that's soiling, it's still aser. Midrabanan. Now look what he writes. B'shas hatzorach efshel hakel b'cholzeh. Now then, Rabbi Lamed writes, but really, in a time of need, you could go ahead and be makel with this. Why? Ki ledas harbe poskim kasher tzvia b'derech lichloch ein ba. Yes, sir. He quotes over here again the Mishnah Berurah, and I will say this is the predominant opinion, that there's no tzviya where the coloration is soiling in nature. So the act of wiping your hands, right? I have schmutz on my hands, right? So again, even though first Mishnah Berurah says, okay, wash your hands first and then dry your hands in the towel, halachah says you don't have to do that. You can dry your hands directly in the towel. There's a spill on the tablecloth. We're not worried about how you clean up that spill, because that is not going to be called. That is not going to be called. You could even use a cloth napkin. Right? In other words, even a cloth napkin, it's not a problem, because again, that's not called tzoveya. And again, it makes sense. This is why part of the beauty why I love this sefer is what's so helpful is the way Rav Malamed like frames the malachas in the beginning. So now that I understand, the point of the malacha of tzoveya is beautification through coloration. So by definition, if the coloration is not beautifying, there's no beautification, it's not the malacha. Correct. He goes on. Kasher medubar. Now again, it's very interesting. He says kasher medubar b'tach boshes omer machetes niyar shein regilim letzovan klal mutar lechatchila lenakos bandam o shar tzvaim shahoyel v'atzvia nasis kederach lichloch al davar shelo noar letzvia klal ein baze isha. So I'll say, see, here's another example over here: a bandaid or a bandage. So am I allowed to put a band-aid or a bandage on something that's going to get, it's going to get colored? So again, remember, this is very interesting. Even the opinion that was machmir before about, let's say, again, the towel, that's because those are the type of items that would have color, right? There are different color towels. There are different color tablecloths. So you could see how the object is shaykh to the malach of tzoveya. But a bandage is not shaykh to the malacha of tzoveya at all. And therefore, there's no problem with a bandage, even if it gets discolored by the wound. Furthermore, again, couple that with the fact that the whole thing is lichloch, right? That the whole thing, again, ultimately is it dirties everything, and it's certainly not a problem at all. Okay, turn the page. So he says over here, the chala deos, ein lochush lema shei adayim v'apen, nitzvoim ve'esha ochlim tutim, Oshar ma'acham sheish ban seva mepnei she'in regil mitzva kach es ha'ar utzvia zoi derech lichloch. So again, so remember this is very interesting. So he says that halacha lemaisa, and this really falls under the category of eating, right? If you're eating and your hand gets stained, you know, by the strawberries, your mouth gets stained, that's obviously not going to be a problem. See, and I will say, look at the last paragraph of page 54. This is a very interesting case. I'm not going to lie. It took me a little bit of time. Rebecca, I was going to call you for this one. It took me a little bit of time to figure out what he's talking about. Look what he writes. Kasher yesh ba'asla sabon chitui tzivoni. Now, I don't know a condensed English way to say it, but he's talking about in the toilet where you have like the thing that hooks onto like the interior rim of the toilet that when you flush, it colors the water. Colors the water. Is there a succinct... Is that right? Is there a toilet bowl cleaner?
Most houses, I think.
Yeah, in our society, so right in America, you don't really see it like in homes, yeah. Right? You see it like
that you still like stick to the thing versus like it hanging, but you like stick it to the
right. All right, good. Okay, so again, toilet cleaner. It's such a great shiloh, by the way. You see this also. I'll tell you, even without toilets, very often you'll find this like in urinals. You know, it's fine. So, right. So again, whenever you flush, so the water itself is colored. So he says, look at this. Kasher yesh ba'asla sabon chitui tzivoni. I don't know. So I was looking for you. All right. I think there's an actual name for this mechanism, but all right, fine. Nechleku ha'poskim. So listen to this. Nechleku ha'poskim imuter lahorid mayim. So the shayla is, can you flush? Can you flush? Now, the truth is, it wouldn't... Now, in a urinal, it wouldn't just be a din, can you flush? It would be a din, like, can you use it, right? He's talking about over here in a toilet bowl. So there again, the issue is really just, can you flush? This is very interesting. Yesh omrin, shahoyo, unyonin litzvoa asamayim, af shatseva lo yisha zman rav, hadavar asr medivir chachamim. So again, so remember, the whole idea over here is that people do want to color the water. Like, in other words, that's part of the chap of this. You do, in other words, people, when they flush, they do want the water to be colored. Obviously, there's a scent with it, right? But it's not, remember, if people didn't want the coloration, you wouldn't have the coloration. You could make it clear. Part of the inyan, he says, shahol munyon litzvah samay, people do want the water colored. Af shat seva lo yishaz manrav, even though that color dissipates. He says, "Hadavar asur midir chachamim." Now, also remember again. So, technically speaking, this could be asur midir rabbanon, right? Because you do have coloration for the sake of beautification, right? But it doesn't last. Remember again, as we saw before, in order for it to be asur midirais, it has to last. Okay, umineged, others say no. Yesh omrin shahol v'ikir mataras hasabon lechitui valfas hatzeva nasis kiderech agov. So mutar lahori desamayim. So he says something very interesting. He says, really, the point over here is to clean, right? That's really the point over here is to clean. The coloration is a secondary piece of this, right? That's not really, in other words, the coloration is, really, this is for cleaning purposes, and therefore, the coloration is really what he calls derech agav. Derech agav means incidentally, that's not really the primary purpose of this. Mutar lahorid es hamayim. So we'll say, fascinating machlokas. Maybe it's not the most riveting machlokas, but I'm saying, but it is interesting. And I will say, again, I think it's even more acute in the urinal case, because again, in the toilet case, it doesn't necessarily preclude you from using it. It's just a shaila if you could flush. In the urinal case, it might actually be a shaila if you could use it. So again, first opinion says you can't use it. Why? Even though halacha l'maisa, again, the coloration is temporary, because the primary purpose is the cleaning, still it's problematic. At least midrabban. The second opinion says no, since really no one cares about the color. It's just all about the cleaning. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, there's one other piece also. One could make the argument that anything that's happening in a toilet or in a urinal, by definition, is what? Derech lichloch. Derech lichloch, right? In other words, this is at least like a case of wiping your dirty hands in a towel. So the pashtos, again, if it's derech lichloch, so what does he say, right? Or with bated breath, we need this, right? L'maaseh. So Rav Malamed writes, l'maaseh, Adif leishtamish b'sabon b'lo tzeva. Ideally, better to use soap that does not have any color. Okay, he says. Ava mi shenikla l'makom shiyesh sabon tzivoni. All right, but if you're in a place where we're ultimately again, the only thing they have is this soap with a color. Rashay lahorid esamayim. You could flush. And your host will thank you, right? You could flush. So here, this is also fascinating. So okay, so now I hear what he's saying. He's like, okay, so b'di'eved I could flush. Here's the shaila: can I lechatchila purchase this colored product to go ahead and use in my home? So Rav Malamed seems to say the answer is yes. That there's definitely, again, what to go ahead and rely on in this type of situation. Good. So we'll say, so by the way, beautiful. That's the entire malacha, ultimately, again, of Tzaveh. Now, obviously, yes. Yeah. Say it again.
Some liquid into the water.
Yeah.
So is that called, can you do that on
Shabbos? Can you, are you asking if you could put it there, or are you asking if you could flush?
Can you put it like a type of liquid to make it look nice? It's like a being professional.
Yeah.
Thing. Just like a soap.
I think he's saying it's motor.
Even to put motor. Water, to put actual liquid.
Yeah, to put the cleaning agent there, I don't think it's a problem. Yeah.
So just like the
great, because again, only problem that could happen is if it's Sovea, and he says, you could be Mekel. You're Mekel. I don't think it's wrong to do it. Yeah. All right, well, say good. Well, you know what? I'll just show you. I'll just the next section. We're not going to do it, but I'll just show you what we're doing next. And by the way, there is one more section that Rav Malamed does not bring in over here, which is actually the discussion of Tzvia Ba'ochlin. about dying when it comes to food. So we're going to see that actually in a different section. But it's interesting what he brings over here in Osvav is Melachas Mafshit, Ma'aved, Memachek, and Mesartet. So these were additional Melachas that were done with hides in order to prepare. So I'll just read you the first line and then we'll stop for tonight. This is Arba Melachos Kshuros La'achanas Ha'ad Tzorach Ksiva. There are four Melachas that are connected ultimately again to the preparation of a hide for the purpose of writing. Ve'eluhein, mafshit, which means the act of removing the hide. Ma'abed, which is the act of tanning the hide. Memachek, which is the act of smoothing the hide. And misartet. Misartet, we'll see exactly halachically what it means, but sirtot usually means scoring, right? Etching or scoring lines in. Ba'avar, hayurigilim lichtov gam divrei chol al ar. We'll stop over for tonight. The Mirza will pick up with it. But again, we got in the home halacha tonight. Incredible. Shmeach, everyone. Yeah, of course. It's really great. Yes, we have the whole set up there.
But even the young people, they put in my morning, we don't have any bookstores here.
Really?
I have to get a picture of that because every time I go ask any sponsors at my store, they ask me which one, which Purush, which different versions.
Yeah.
These are the worst.
Hashem. Hashem, welcome back. Amen.